Good evening. Some listeners may find the following show vile and disgusting. Others might find it upsetting, obnoxious, and repulsive. We strongly advise those people to get a life.
In the heart of a city that has no heart, there's a building where only the stool pigeons come to roost. Step in the elevator, press 13, then use the stairs. At the end of the hallway, there's a frosted glass door. I didn't tell you to go in there.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Thank you.
all of your love, the Rolling Stones. And what does that mean? That means, A, you're listening to Weird Sounds Inside the Goldmine. Congratulations and welcome. B, you're listening to Mike Gold babbling on Weird Sounds Inside the Goldmine. C, the Rolling Stones' brand new album, first time in about, 11 years they did a studio album, Blue and Lonesome. It finally dropped, and we got it, and we're playing it. A, B, C, it would help if I knew the alphabet. D, that is a cover of Magic Sam's most famous tune. He read it, he recorded it, lots of people covered it. It's on this new Stones album. What happened was the Stones got together to record a new studio album, and they couldn't quite get it together in terms of all this new material. So what they decided to do is continue working on that, but record a blues album, Chicago Blues, back to their roots. That's how they started. And it's killer. These are all classics, but they're a little bit less known classics than the stuff you hear all the time on the blues shows, other than Weird Sounds Inside the Goldmine, of course. So, we're going to be playing two more tracks over the course of these great 2 hours. We got plenty of other wonderful ass-kicking rockin' blues. And we're going to start off with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and Carl Perkins right here on the IMAX 3D of Internet Radio, GetThePointRadio.com.
Give me a ticket, please, she said. Where are you going? I said, that's all right with me, baby, I'm restless. I gotta get on out of town. Take me where the living is, baby, that's where I've been found. Lord, I'm traveling light, cause I might be going far. Another patrol's on my back and my big guitar, cause I'm just restless. I gotta get on out of town, I gotta go right now. Just take me where the living's easy, baby, that's where I'll be found. We'll be right back.
transporter, a white pickup truck. Her folks should have seen it coming. It was only just a matter of time. I'm plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. She stuck a note on the screen door, sorry but I got to go, and that was all she wrote. Her mama's heart was broke, and that was all she wrote. So the story goes. Now her daddy's in the kitchen staring at the window, scratching and racking his brain. How could 18 years of stuff and walk away? Our little ponytail girl grown up to be a woman. Now she's gone in a blink of an eye. She left the suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. About Sunday morn, nothing quite like this has happened here before. Well, he must have been a looker, smooth talking son of a gun. You're such a grounded girl, but just up and run. Of course, you can't fence time, and you can't stop love. The suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. Prince pulled up a white pickup truck, plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. No, you can't fence time, and you can't stop love.
But
can't get it. They talk so loudly, look at their faces. Every shape and size represented. I used to go there on my own a lot, or with my close girlfriend, over coffee and pierogi. Our hearts began to mend. It's so good to have you back at the circle. It's so good to have you back. See the years passing by. The circle still serves the oldest recipe.
It's been 1 week since we got to see cheating lovers and cousins that marry. 5 days since they had the show with the hermaphrodite, the slut, and the crack hoe. 3 days since we heard the tale about the guy who learned his woman was a she-male. Yesterday, it occurred to me that I've been watching a bit too much Jerry Springer. Holy cow, did you see it last week? Well, I had this one freak who sucker punched his whole family. Do you recall when the brawl became a total free-for-all and Jerry's in the middle trying to be the referee? Hey, see the stripper with the implants? She likes to lap dance and date the boyfriend of her mother. Now here comes Jerry's next guest, and it's a slugfest, cause it's a trailer trash brother. Nymphomaniac is back on crack, it's like when animals attack, they all exhibit reprehensible behavior. Hit him in the nose, they're off their clothes, up on their toes, that's how it goes, they get so violent, they have to sign a waiver. They're always roaring, cursing, kicking, button, pointing blame. On the air, they don't care, they got no shame. There was one guy who I'm sure felt a little strange when he found out that his wife had a sex change. They have a tendency to scream and yell constantly. They have a history of ripping off their shirts. It's been 1 week since they had the fight with the Siamese twins and the transvestite. 5 days since that awful brawl, they still haven't got the blood off the wall. It's been 3 days since the bitter feud between the KKK and that gay Jewish black dude. Yesterday, finally dawned on me, I'm spending way too much time on that Jerry Springer.
Baby, I've been sleeping with your sister.
Oh, which one?
All of them.
Well, I've been sleeping with your best friend, Jay.
Yeah, well, me too.
Oh.
And I've been sleeping with your dog, Woofy.
Woofy, you bitch. Well, I'm also sleeping with your pet goat.
Well, that goat doesn't love you.
Once you start watching, there's just no stopping. Your brain shuts down, then your IQ's dropping. Jerry's the king of confrontation. He's a sensation. He puts a sin in syndication. It's totally worthless, like a bad check. It's like a train wreck. Don't want to stir, but you can't look away. Like Sally Jesse, he does talk shows, but with more weirdos. The ratings jumping higher every day. If you've seen the show, well, then you know it's just as low as you can go. The guests are tacky, and they're lacking in their hygiene. And pretty soon, some ugly goof come in the room, and then it's boom in the face of some unsuspecting drag queen. Well, it's the kind of show where people scream obscenities, yanking hair, throwing chairs at their hobbies. Jerry, Jerry, now the crowd starts their favorite chant. Should I turn off my TV? I just can't. I have a tendency to watch it religiously. I have a history of taping each one. It's been 1 week since the show about.
psycho killers with problems, they should work out. 5 dates is the big surprise when some loser's wife said that she's still dating 20 guys. 3 dates since he interviewed a bunch of psychic porn star midgets who are all new. Yesterday, it occurred to me that I've been watching a bit too much Jerry Springer. Kinda wasting my time on that Jerry Springer. I got way too much class to watch Jerry Springer. Come over here and pull on my finger.
Rolling Stone. Yeah, that's an alternate take. And yeah, that's another track from the magnificent, massive third generation, My Generation box set. You download this stuff, right? You don't get music in a box anymore. Come on. Before the Ooh, Etta James, I Got Ya, Babe. I wish. Weird Al Yankovic. And he's singing about Jerry Springer. He stalks me. Not Weird Al, which would be cool, but Jerry Springer, which is creepy. He used to do his show out in Chicago, I think from Oprah's studios. That complex had a lot of different stuff going on. It's now McDonald's headquarters. But Jerry moved out to Connecticut to do his work. A couple years after I moved out to Connecticut to do my work, he's stalking me. So there. Before Weird Al, Retta Gertler and the Extroverts. That's probably our name of the week here. And that was Veselka. And yeah, they're towards the end. I think they were giving our president-elect his new top secret orders in Russian. Before Greta, Jeremy and the Harlequins. You're My Halo. Before them all, Sarah Evans, Suds in the Bucket. And we opened with Carl Perkins and Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Restless, aren't we all? We're going to play a couple of tracks from Eric Burdon again. Yeah, I'm on this Eric Burdon kick. It's hard not to be. I mean, the man's really magnificent and strange and always entertaining. And we're going to shove in another one of them new Rolling Stones tracks into the next set. But first, a little more advice.
Mike, go!
Hide the human man, bring out.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio.
It was a dream. Just a dream I had on my mind. This morning, no White House could I find. I dreamed I had an invitation to the White House. It was the first of the year. The president said, Eric, I'm sure glad you're here. I've inherited a country that's running wild. He said, I'm so frustrated. I'm asking you for your advice. But it was a dream. Just a dream I had on my mind. When I woke up this morning, no president could I find. I said, you gotta open up those borders. I'm talking about the North and the South. Let's make friends with our neighbors. We can turn this thing around. We should make friends with the Canadians. They've got more than just snow. And there's a labor force waiting in the land of Mexico. It was a dream. Just a dream I had on my mind. Thank you. said war is an addiction. And the junkies don't want to stop. They're making tons of money with every drip of blood that drops. If you want to be a hero, let's fix America first. Make that miracle happen. You'll be a hero. Just a dream I had on my mind. And when I woke up this morning, no president could I find. I know, Mr. President, you've been given a loaded hand, and war is our culture ever since the world began. I said, bring them troops home, and let's fix this country first. We have the right to happiness, but you gotta get down in the dirt. Just a dream I had on my mind. And when I woke up this morning, no president could I find. When I woke up this morning, no president could I find. It's just a dream I had on my mind.
Everybody knows the sweet man from his head down to his toes. I'd rather be bit by a rattlesnake than to let my sweet thing go. I'd rather sleep in the jungle and hang out with the bears. Cause without my sweet thing, you know I ain't nowhere. Get my sugar from one roll, one bottle, and they made just only one. Every time he kissed me, my eyes turned cherry red. When he put his arms around me,
tune reminds me of L.A. in the 60s. The first riot.
The original riot.
The ones with the black and white photographs that made real impact. Like a brick upside the head. And then the balmy, peaceful days of 1967 and 1968.
Yeah, we're at the Whiskey A Go Go. The Whiskey A Go Go.
Come on, let's go go to the Whiskey A Go Go. I said the Whiskey A Go Go. We're rocking all night long. All night long.
We're rocking all night long.
Rocking all night long.
Rockin' up with that the long.
Rockin' on long.
Well, I woke up this morning and I got myself a beer. I woke up this morning and I got myself a beer. Woke up this morning and I got myself a beer.
Alright, alright, alright.
I woke up this morning.
Why not? I said,
woke up this morning and I woke up this morning and I rolled myself a pinner. I woke up this morning and I God was the car keys, oh my God. Woke up this morning and I shit, my face is falling off on my food. I woke up this morning and I went straight back. Cause the future's uncertain, tomorrow's just around the bend. Let it roll, my little roll. 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 Let it roll. Let it roll.
You're very welcome. That was Eric Burdon and Brian Auger, Roadhouse Blues. I'd been to a couple of roadhouses way back in the day, and they were interesting, and the music was great, and often the food was phenomenal. I kind of stopped going because I was young, and I kept on getting hit up by prostitutes. Nothing personal, strictly professional, and it's not really unnerving. I usually had a date with me. That was the thing, and the audacity of that was impressive. Before Eric and Brian, Miss Coco Taylor, the queen of the blues, the man next door. Before Coco, another track from the Rolling Stones, Blue and Lonesome. That was Everybody Knows About My Good Thing. Make what you will of that. That was Little Johnny Taylor's big success. Lots of people have covered it. And yes, that was Eric Clapton playing guitar with the Stones. You bet. And we open the set with, again, Eric Burdon. He had himself an invitation to the White House. How timely. I guess the White House now is Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. And the merchants on that extremely expensive neighborhood are not happy. Their business has plummeted because the place is always surrounded with people who are pissed off about, you know, the naked and blatant bigotry of Donald Trump. We're going to take it down a notch in terms of the noise level, but we're going to take it up a notch in terms of the wah level. Right after we find out what I really am.
Mike, go!
And you, child.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the Point Radio.
dogs run free, why not we? Across the swooping plain. My ears hear a symphony of two mules, trains, and rain. The best is always yet to come. That's what they explain to me. Just do your thing, you'll be king. If dogs run free. Free. Why not me? Across the swamp of time, my mind weaves a symphony and tapestry of rhyme. Oh, winds which rush my tail to thee, so it may flow and be. To each his own, it's all unknown. Dogs run free. If dogs run free, then what must be, and that is all. Love can make a blade of grass stand up straight and tall in harmony with a cosmic sea. True love needs no company. It can cure the soul, it can make it whole. If dogs run free.
Yesterday, perhaps, danced with Jim and Paul and kissed some other chaps. Once I was young, but never was naive. I thought I had a trick or two up my imaginary sleeve. And now I know I was naive. I didn't know what time it was. Then I met you. Oh, what a lovely time it was. How sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was. You held my hand, warm like the month of May it was. And I'll say it was grand, grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was. La life was no prize. I wanted love, and here it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now.
Yes, it'll take all night. in a smoke-filled bar in a southern town. I met somebody special. I wish I could stick around, but I don't mind so much. Do you beg you there? 'Cause the time we had was such a rush, and you're such a lady, I wanna make love to you. Oh yes, I do. Make you feel alright. I wanna make love to you. Oh yeah. Yes, it'll take all night. Doesn't matter, I'll be gone with the dawn. So will you, we choose, who we choose, when we choose. Another song. I wanna make love to you. Oh yes, I do. Make you feel alright. I wanna make love to you. Oh yeah. It'll last all night.
Stage and sell our views and our aims. The full attack.
Paul McCartney and whatever band he was with that week. I don't know. Wings? Was it Wings? I don't know. Hell on Wheels. Great name for a song. Before that, Papa was a running dog lackey of the bourgeoisie. We all knew that. Come on. That was from the National Lampoon's wonderful Broadway show, Lemmings. I think I saw that three times. John Belushi and Chevy Chase were in it, and Christopher Guest, and God, what a cast. Before them all, the Stills' young band, Make Love to You. Now, is that the Stills' young band making love to you, or are they singing about somebody else doing that? I don't know. If you're in bed, look around you. Before them, Miss Billie Holiday, I Didn't Know What Time It Was. And before that, Mr. Bob Dylan, If Dogs Run Free. Now, I'm sending that tune out to my friend Valerie down in Maryland. She's a doggy lover, but last week we had this conversation about how people, too many people, just don't know who Billie Holiday was and what a crime that was and what a shame that is. And, oh, my. So I figured, A, I owe her one, and I owe her a beautiful song about doggies. We open the set with Stray Light Run, Hands in the Sky, which may or may not be more topical today than it was back then. Our next set is going to have all kinds of great stuff, all kinds of great stuff, and a theme that runs through it. Yeah, it's another one of those. We got Elvin Lee and Dick Dale, and we got, oh geez, Lou Reed and Jessica Hernandez, and we got Bo Diddley, and we got Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, and we're gonna get to it in a heartbeat, but first you gotta hear what people have been telling me all my life.
Mike, go!
Brush him out. Brush him out.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
Take out no wind. I found her right here in the Windy City. Somebody kissed my baby last night. My pretty baby cried, you know it wasn't right. You know you are not your bone man. I say I love you, baby, with all my heart. Please don't never say we're apart. I wanna know if you do love me.
And it is The Who opening our show with Pete Townshend's composition, Run, Run, Run.
I'll be running to. Wherever you go, I'll be following you. You better run, run, run.
Your mama said life's easy, your daddy says it's over. You are on the side to run, run, run. You won't be the last one tied up in the foreground. You could be the one to run, run, run. With time it all comes to change, so you come across the other way. Who could be the one to save you from the man who's standing in the way? You throw away the bad ones, buy alone the good ones, bending over backwards, dun, dun, dun. Slouching over tired, dragging with the no ones, leeches getting burned.
Run, 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 take the dragon too.
Run, 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 run. Chips are deaf in you. Tell you what to do.
Cause you'll be late, you tie like a hangman's noose. Ain't no time to drink it, you see, you run, 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 run. Yeah, you run, 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 run. Stand on the corner and wait for the bus. It's late again, you start to cuss. The paper's filled with all bad news. Fat lady stands on your polish, you see, you run, run.
Quotations from the New York Stock Exchange. Heart attacks up 2 3/4. Mental illness split 3-4-1. Ulcers up 1. General chaos. That's general chaos is up 1/4. The Great Society, unfortunately, is down 5 points.
Down at the office, all is still, the boss is at a funeral. A note on the door, no work today, our chief competitor passed away. So you run, 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 run. Yeah, you run, 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 run. Up in the morning at 8:30, you can't have your breakfast cause you'll be late. Tie your tie like a hangman's loose, ain't no time to drink it too. So you run, run, run.
Ah.
hit the strip Sunday afternoon. I needed lots of time in order to tune. All the kiddies were laughing and having fun. Then that starter jumped up and said, "Roger, Roger, Roger, yeah, whoa, 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 Roger, come on, all you kiddies, stand around and watch me. Watch me and my big old grudge run." I got the fastest car, so who dare choose me? But some cat out of state with a Ferrari. But we pulled up to the line with our mills revved up. That starter dropped his flag and I popped my clutch. Grudge run, wow! Yeah, 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 yeah. My slicks are biting in, and I'm off like a gun. He shouldn't have taken me on for this grudge run. But I'm winding out in second, really starting to move. Hey, he's running beside me. Hell, what's he trying to prove? Grudge run. Then I hit third. What the heck's in his mill? He just rode on past me like I was standing still. We just threw in through those lights. This car lengths ahead. Today's the day I wish I stayed in bed. Grudge run, yo. Whoa, whoa, yeah, grudge run. Grudge run. Oh, watch my grudge run. Just went through those lights and his car was lanes ahead. I know today's the day I wish I stayed in bed. This race is all over and it wasn't any fun. I bet that's the last time I'll try a grudge run. Grudge run, yeah, come on, yeah, walk that grudge run, yeah, yeah.
Time from the top, Martha and the Vandellas, Nowhere to Run, followed by Bo Diddley, Run Diddley Run. Yeah, big shock, another Bo Diddley song about Bo Diddley. I love them. I love all of them. There's at least 25 of them. After that, the Ooh came back because I like saying the Ooh. That was from their BBC stuff, and that was Run, Run, Run. A different sort of Run, Run, Run came from Jessica Hernandez and the Deltas, and got another one from the Velvet Underground, Lou Reed, John Cale, those guys. After that, another completely unrelated Run, 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 that was from the Third Rail, followed by Mr. Dick Dale, Grudge Run, and we closed up with 10 Years After, featuring Alvin Lee, Nowhere to Run. Get it? We're all running today. Just enough time for me to squeeze in a little bitty mini rant. Did you see the photos from NASA of the North Pole and how the ice is shrinking even more than we thought, and the ice is thinning far more than we could find reliable? The animal life is dying. So what's our new incoming administration going to do about it? Ha! They're going to take NASA out of that line of work. They say, you can't take pictures of Earth anymore. Stop telling us that the world is doomed. That way, we can make sure once and for all the Earth is doomed. And the fossil fuels industry will make as much money as it possibly can before the day we all drown. At Mike Gold, in Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine, filling the ether space of GetThePointRadio.com. Of course, we're going to be here next week, same batshit time, same batshit channel. We're going to close, yeah, you guessed it, either that or you can count to three, with another track from the Rolling Stones' Blue and Lonesome. This was written by the master, Willie Dixon. It was first recorded by Otis Rush. Everybody has covered it. Everybody. I've covered it. You've covered it. Eric Clapton is playing along once again. Gentlemen, take us home. This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
You bet my sweet ass.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine. Get the point.